the interestrus interval is prolonged, this implies that the pregnancy recognition signal was received, but then the pregnancy was subsequently lost. This results in a heat cycle that's probably greater than 21 days long. If the pregnancy recognition signal was received and the pregnancy was lost, this implies an early embryonic death. Another way to positively diagnose an early embryonic death is to palpate a cow and call her pregnant and then have her subsequently be non-pregnant. We commonly use the term early embryonic death, and for years it's been used to indicate that the pregnancy was lost after the pregnancy recognition signal. However, as earlier pregnancy diagnostic methods become available, this term, called early embryonic death, will probably be termed late embryonic death. Some common potential causes of early embryonic death include iatrogenic or palpation, venereal diseases such as Trichomonas and Campylobacter, and possibly Haemophilus somnus. Iatrogenic or physician-induced, note that's physician, not veterinarian-induced early embryonic death, has been implicated. However, in most studies, the chances of early embryonic death by palpation are very, very minimal. It is common for people to say that as cows are pregnancy checked earlier, there's a higher incidence of early embryonic death. However, this only means that you're finding those cows pregnant that normally would lose them anyway, and if there were other pregnancy diagnostic methods used, these cows would also lose their pregnancy regardless of whether you palpated them or not. The most common causes of early embryonic death or prolonged interestrus intervals are the venereal diseases trichomoniasis or Trichomonas fetus and Campylobacter fetus. Trichomoniasis and Campylobacter are two distinct organisms but cause very similar signs in herds. Herds may even have both diseases for years without ever knowing it. Trichomoniasis is caused by the protozoan Trichomonas fetus. The clinical signs you see are herd infertility and a prolonged calving season with a reduced calving rate. Postbreeding pyometra are very rare, however, a postbreeding pyometra is almost always pathognomonic for Trichomonas. Trichomonas is a venereal disease. The pathogenesis is when an infected bull breeds a susceptible female, the trich localizes in the vagina, uterus, and oviduct and causes a vaginitis and endometritis. You may see some discharge, but at this point there's no conception failure or interference with the conceptus. However, about 50 days post-breeding, the cow has inflammation of the uterus, which causes the embryo to die. Most cows remain infected for 2 to 6 months, although some cows will remain infected the entire pregnancy. Eventually, the cow gains an immunity that lasts about 2 to 6 months, but this means they will be susceptible again the next year. The carrier state decreases with time and is usually eliminated after 2 or 3 estrus cycles. An infected cow may carry a calf to term and remain a carrier into the next breeding season. This is what makes a herd stay infected. Males are almost always asymptomatic of disease. The organism localizes in the penile crypts and the prepucial crypts and the anterior urethra. Since these crypts get deeper as the bulls get older, bulls greater than 4 years old become chronic carriers, whereas bulls less than 4 years old may have spontaneous recovery or immunity. A positive diagnosis of trichomoniasis can be made by finding the organism in the pyometra fluid of the postbreeding pyometras. In males, a prepucial smegma scraping can be cultured. As far as treatment for trichomoniasis, let's say there isn't one. There's no legal drug that will treat trichomoniasis in either the male or the female. To help control trichomoniasis, we can have sexual rest for 2 to 3 heat cycles for all the females. Control measures include depopulation, which is not very popular, artificial insemination, or maintaining both an exposed and an unexposed herd. However, this is quite difficult to maintain these two herds. Sexual rest up to 90 days postpartum with the isolation of an unexposed group, selective culling, and the use of young bulls, culling open cows, and testing bulls as a herd survey method, and vaccination will help. The vaccine is a whole cell vaccine. It helps decrease the infection rate somewhat, but it's not a really good vaccine. The best treatment for trichomoniasis is prevention. Keep a closed herd so infection can't be introduced. Test the bulls at least 3 times before entry into a herd, and use virgin bulls if possible on open, clean cows. Isolate new females for about 90 days or 2 heat cycles to clear any infection that they may have. Campylobacter fetus has similar signs to trichomoniasis. However, Campylobacter is caused by a bacteria. In about 50% of the cases, you see infertility. You may also see a delayed return to estrus or early embryonic death in about 50% of the cases. The pathogenesis of Campylobacter is that the semen and the vibrio both enter the cervix at breeding. On the first exposure, the organism usually kills the ova, but on the second exposure, the ova survives. Therefore, about 50% of the ova are destroyed by 14 days, so the heat cycle is normal, but the other ones have a prolonged interestrus interval. The vibrio is in the cervical mucus for about 3 weeks to 3 months, and eventually, just like trichomoniasis, an immunity is established. Bulls are infected by carrier cows, and the vibrio grows in the penile crypts, much like trichomoniasis. A tentative diagnosis of Campylobacter, or we also call it vibrio, can be seen when you see repeat breeding cows and a long calving season. Pregnancy rates will be 20 to 30% after a 60-day breeding season. Very commonly, you see very high pregnancy rates in the heifers, virgin heifers, bred to virgin bulls, and then a very low pregnancy rate in the first calf heifers. This is because the virgin heifers and bulls have no exposure, and the first half heifers have no immunity when exposed to the herd breeding situation. To confirm a diagnosis, however, a cervical mucus culture 3 weeks to 3 months after the infection can be taken. To diagnose Campylobacter in the bull, again, you need to take a prepucial scraping. Control measures for Campylobacter include artificial insemination and vaccination. Vaccinate the cows about 30 to 90 days before breeding and then booster annually. Unlike trichomoniasis, vaccination does work for Campylobacter. It's probably best to review the table on trichomoniasis and vibriosis or Campylobacter. We use a vibriosis and Campylobacter interchangeably. You can see how they differ in some ways and are similar in some ways. Haemophilus somnus may be a cause of prolonged interestrus interval, although it's not very well confirmed.